September is back to school month, which means that the roads will have many young children traveling to and from school. It's therefore important that safety becomes a priority for these youngsters while on the road. Here are some safety tips which can help to protect children throughout the new school year. If your children are enrolled at a new school, ensure that you familiarize yourself with the route to the institution.
If you're sending your child to a new school, it is imperative that you walk the route with them if they have to walk. And if you're dropping them to school for the first time, we're encouraging you to ensure that you meet with the teachers and the staff and the security at the school to ensure that your children get to school safely each time.
In the case where your child leaves early for school, accompany him or her to the bus stop and ensure that he or she gets onto the bus safely before you leave. Encourage your child to get home before it gets dark.
If they are coming home late from school, go to the bus stop or the taxi stand and wait for them and escort them to their homes.
You are also advised to encourage your children to walk in groups and avoid shortcuts.
This is so because once your child starts taking the route to school, you want to know that they're on the route that you would have walked them with, and it's a safe and secure route.
Another important safety tip is to ensure that your children know your cell phone number and any other emergency contact, such as 119.
Ensure that they know the number of another relative or a trusted friend that you know about. We are also encouraging you to ensure that you put the contact information and other emergency contacts in your child's backpack. You can put it very inconspicuously on a piece of tape or a tape in the back of the backpack or somewhere on the back straps.
Teach your child how to cross the road and use the pedestrian crossing.
From time to time, we have been having a number of accidents involving children and pedestrians, which is as a result of people not knowing how to use the roadways. Children need to know that they ought not to cross the road until it is completely safe to do so. What do I mean by that? When there are no vehicles coming on either sides of the road.
Encourage your child to avoid talking to strangers and to run to a crowded area if they feel threatened.
Why do we encourage this? Oftentimes, children get abducted by strangers and people who they know. So we encourage them not to talk to strangers, and if they feel scared, even if it's somebody that they know, we are encouraging them to run away to a safe area, preferably where there's a lot of people.
Motorists are also being encouraged to look out for our children on the roads.
For drivers and persons who use other means of transportation, we're asking you, please look out for our children. Children have a way of just darting across the street, running into the middle of the road, playing on the sidewalks. So we're encouraging you to look out for our children. Slow down. Always drive within the speed limit.
Get involved in school activities as well as the Parent Teachers Association.
Get involved in your child's life. Have open and frank discussions with your child, and in so doing, they will be more likely to talk to you about any incidents or any altercations that they may have with other people.
And remember to pack enough small bottles of water in the backpacks and lunch kits to keep the children hydrated throughout the day.
We know that children don't necessarily like to drink water, so we can add a little flavor to the water, like something that has electrolytes and something that rejuvenates the body, while at the same time providing enough nourishment.
Children learn what they live, so it is your responsibility to set good examples for them to follow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.